Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We're so glad you're here, and we hope that you are staying safe, happy, and healthy. That's why we're all getting together here on Facebook for these live streams of our Be Our Guest podcast community check-ins. This one is from Tuesday during the day on March 24th, 2020, where we take lots and lots of calls. We talk Disney movies. We talk about what we think is going to happen when the parks reopen. Is it going to be a phased reopening? We get some ideas there. We talk about Polite Pig. We also talk about poutine. We get some amazing mini trip reports. How about four parks in a day plus four resorts and Disney Springs? We hear about a guest who went down from Washington State all the way across the country and got some special magic. If you need something happy in your life, this is a great show to listen to while you're just hanging out. You got a lot of laughs, a lot of fun stuff happening in this show. So again, thank you so much for being a part of our community. We're going to keep checking in. Again, Wednesday nights is going to be just our trip report recording show, so you can listen to that if you like on Facebook around 7:15 Eastern. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're going to be recording live and taking your calls each night at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. So please join us tonight as you're listening to the show on Facebook at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast and give us a call. Let's talk Disney. So again, stay safe, stay healthy, and enjoy today's show.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Good afternoon and good evening, everybody. This is Mike Rahman here from the Be Our Guest podcast with another Be Our Guest podcast community check-in recorded live here on Facebook on, let me think, Tuesday, March 24th, 2020. This is our Europe special. We're doing it in the afternoon here in the States. It's about 2:10 here in the Midwest. Of course, it is early evening for our friends over in Europe. We didn't want to have them staying up late each and every night. So we are so glad that you are tuned in live here on Facebook. We're going to have a good time talking Disney today. Taking your calls at 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395 here in just a couple of minutes. Please give me a call. No special guests here today. We are going to get some special guests in here. Moving forward, Thursday, we're rescheduling Matt Parrish. We got things figured out. So Matt from the 3028 and Wedway Radio will be joining us on Thursday evening. That will be at around 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, Thursday evening. I had to remember what day it was and what time we're doing the show. So that'll be our normal time for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights. So we have a lot to talk about today. We can talk about what's going on with the current situation at your hometown, at your house. How are you dealing with the quarantine, with being isolated? What are you? Have you cleaned out? Our pantry has never looked better here in our house. Getting ready to tackle the storage room. I think tonight, because we're doing the show in the afternoon, I might get to watch Moana for the first time. That's a possibility. We've played a lot of Yahtzee, and we have been playing Rummy at the kitchen table, which we never had done before. So you got to look at times like this and make the most out of them, and I think you guys are doing the same. It is nice to have the entire family here under one roof again. A lot of fun. One thing I wanted to propose to you to talk about for your calls, again, as we get those phone lines open, somebody just tried to call in, please call back here in just a couple seconds. So if you remember after 9/11, we had construction going on down at Walt Disney World, and the travel industry took a serious hit because people were not traveling immediately in the early 2000s. You had some construction going on at Walt Disney World, specifically over at Pop Century. Right now, if you go there, you stay in the classic years. But they had the legendary years being built. They stopped that. They just never picked it back up. It kind of became a ghost town. Right now, of course, that is Art of Animation Resort. They took it on after about a decade later. They renovated some parts. They raised other parts and rebuilt. Do we think that might happen with the Star Wars Hotel, with Reflections over by Wilderness Lodge? Is that going to happen? I'm not thinking it will. I'm thinking this is going to be more short term and people are going to be itching and ready to go. This is not something I think that long-term will cause us not to travel, especially us. We're all, when can we get back? I mean, I'm the same way. I want to go to a place that I know and I love. But what are your thoughts? I mean, are we going to have any long-term scars on Walt Disney World property from this coronavirus outbreak? All right, let's get to our first call here on the line. Hey, who's joining us? Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Mike, this is Scott from Nashville. How you doing?
Good, Scott. How are you doing?
Well, man, I tell you what, I never thought I'd say as a school teacher, I'm ready to go back to school, but we're out till April 6th. And I'll be honest, I'm kind of ready to go back.
My wife says the same thing. And seriously, she's got a rough class this year, and she's saying the same thing.
That's crazy. Amazing. Hey, can I ask you a quick question? My mother-in-law, she bought us a Disney cruise trip the last week of July. Of course, right now you wouldn't go on it, but if all this kind of clears up around May or June, would you still think about taking that, or would you cancel and maybe push it back even to next summer?
So here's the thing for cruises. That's kind of, you said like late July. Is that what you said? Sorry, I was trying to.
Yeah, the last week of July, around the 23rd or 4th.
So right now, Disney Cruise Line's being very generous in the final payment dates. They're pushing those back for a lot of folks as we inch closer to. Right now, we're kind of in flux as we're recording here on a Tuesday afternoon. I'm expecting that we're going to get some news within 48 hours. I mean, we just basically have to, because right now everything's kind of pushed back for the land resorts till the end of the month. But I mean, that's next week at this point. So I think we're going to get some news there. And I think with that news, we'll get cruise line news a little bit more long term. Personally, and again, this is just me, and I love traveling. I would still travel at the end of July. I wouldn't feel nervous about that, because, and here's why. While all this was going on, you guys might not have realized, but the Disney Wonder was on a 16-night Panama Canal cruise. They got back only about less than a week ago. They got off the ship in San Diego. They did change a lot of policies on board. For example, if you've cruised on Disney Cruise Line before, you know you can go up to Deck 11 or Deck 9, depending on what ship you're on, grab beverages, grab sodas, coffees, teas, all that stuff, self-service island. You do that all throughout the cruise. They knocked that off. They had it staffed. They would get the drinks for you every time so there was little contact. They're making sure that you were getting served in the buffets. You weren't sticking your hands in there and grabbing your own food. There was just a lot of extremely aggressive sanitary policies being put into place. So I think that's going to be cruise industry-wide for the foreseeable future. And because that cruise that was 16 nights when all this was at the height of its, you know, all these ships were coming in with all this trouble, the Wonder had no issues that they knew of when people departed. Nobody had symptoms, crew nor guests. And so I think what they were doing was working. Also, I'm hoping by July this will be, you know, obviously, I mean, we're trying to, you know, stop the curve and get everything under control. I'm thinking in the heat, maybe that will help. I would just wait and see. And plus, the thing is, too, okay, if your cruise is affected, this is why I would totally just wait, is that for the folks that had to have their cruises canceled here in March and early April, they had two options for those cruises. They could rebook, and they got 125% of their cruise value towards a future cruise within 15 months. So you could either upgrade on another cruise later on down the year, you know, for the next 15 months, or 100% refund. So you're not out a dime and you just get all that money back. So really there's no reason to cancel. It's kind of just to play it out. But I know mentally you need to prepare. Like, am I going on a cruise? Do I need to get, you know, do I need to take off work? Do I need to do this and that? I would let it ride personally, because I think things should be okay by the end of July. But again, if it does get canceled, you're probably going to be in a better spot anyhow.
All right. Well, thank you. And in my opinion, keep filling up the podcast feed. I like hearing all the shows, especially when I can go walk and run and listen to you. So thank you very much.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. And, you know, you stay safe and healthy, and I hope you're back in that classroom with your students sooner rather than later, because I'm sure that they need you too. So thanks for calling in. I appreciate the feedback.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. All right. Have a good night. Okay. Bye-bye. I'm saying night because we usually do this at night. It's day. I don't know. Whatever it is. All right. Let's get to our next call. We had Nashville there. Who do we have on the line joining us right now?
Hi, this is Bob from Connecticut.
Bob, what's going on? How's it up in the Northeast? You guys having good weather? You guys got the snow, I think, didn't you?
Yeah, we got about 3 inches of snow yesterday, and it's all gone today.
That's how it was here on Sunday. We had huge snowflakes. I mean, they were so big. They were the biggest I'd seen in a few years. Like, you could actually hear them hitting the deck because it was real wet. It was only about 38 degrees. And, yeah, we had snow. There was Christmas music playing on one of our St. Louis stations. We're locked in our houses. I'm like, we're living in the Twilight Zone. This is nuts.
Yep. My big thing is the Peapod is delivering tomorrow. So we're going to have fresh food in the house.
So now what's getting delivered? What did you – a Peapod?
Peapod. It's a delivery service for grocery stores.
Ah, see, look at that. We that's why we send Paige out. We give her all the precautions. We tell her, We have a pretty decent supply of Clorox wipes. We send her with a few. We have in Pam's car, we have a squeezer of hand sanitizer, and we tell her to be careful, and we send her to the grocery store. Because I don't know. I guess we have delivery. We've never done grocery delivery, but I'd imagine that's a good idea right about now.
Yeah. Yeah. My recommendation for all of you out there is if you're thinking about it, look and put an order in now. You can always, most of these companies allow you to change it. And the delivery dates are a week and a half to 2 weeks out.
Wow. That's what I was wondering. I bet. Yeah. So yeah, that's a good idea though. Cause I never think long-term on food. Typically I think, well, it's Tuesday. That's our Texas Roadhouse night. So we just go there and, you know, cause Mallory's usually at cheerleading. And so what happens is I take Mallory to cheerleading, drop her off. I meet my wife at Texas Roadhouse. It's kind of near the cheerleading place. We have dinner. I go home and work in the evening, and she goes and picks Mallory up from cheerleading when she's done. So that's been our routine for the last like 18 months because they have really good specials if you eat before 6. But right now they have nice takeout specials too if you just pick it up at the curb. So, yeah, I need to think more long term, and I'll look into that because I know we have Instacart and Shipt and all that stuff around here. So or Peapod, I'll check that out. I appreciate that.
Yeah, Instacart may have delivered wine here too, but I'm not saying.
You know what? I saw in the news, again, these shows, we can talk about anything. We're just trying to make it through this period together. I believe I saw, and I hope this isn't fake news because it was on social media. So, you know, your mileage may vary on the story. But I thought I saw last night that California declared, they passed some kind of emergency law that they could now deliver wine and beer because it's an emergency. Like it can be delivered to places where it couldn't be before. So there you go. Whatever.
Yeah. I actually got wine delivered from a store that's serving our agency, but hey, I live.
We'll make it.
The reason why I called is, a lot of people are out there and they're looking for stuff to do. And Disney-wise, if you have a library card, check out your library site, because you can take out a lot of books electronically and read them. But I was really surprised that I could actually get music too. So I've been listening to the Sherman Brothers songbook.
Oh, nice.
Oh yeah, it's really kind of fun. It's like a streaming music service, but it's your local library, and they get points or something for when you use them.
That's awesome, yeah. Because there's a lot of apps, like different library systems use different apps. I believe ours is called, it's not Overcast. I'm trying to think of the one I use for our local library. But you're right. I mean, it's not just books either. It's called Overdrive is the one that our library uses. But there's various ones. Just go to your app store and check it out. But if you don't know, you know, you can go on like Audible and subscribe and pay for all these books. And there's a lot of free stuff on Audible right now for kids that are out of school. But if you just go to your library, again, like you said, check out what Libby is the other one that ours uses. Either one of those, you can get music, you can get books, you can get audiobooks, and you can get podcasts. No, just kidding. But no, it's a great source because, you know, hey, why not learn something or enjoy, like you said, enjoy the Sherman Brothers vault and enjoy that music. It's cheerful. God knows we need cheerful right now.
Right. I also checked out Michael Eisner's book, where he was writing about the developments in the 90s, which is when I really started going.
Was that the one? So, is that the war? The Disney War? Is it? That's not it. That's a different one. I'm trying to think though. What's the name of that one?
This is by Eisner.
By Eisner. Okay, I'll have to check that out. I'm looking for that because I finished Iger's book a couple months ago. Well, right after it came out, I read that thing in like 2 days. So I need something else to read.
Yeah, I just finished Marty Sklar's Dream It, Do It.
I got to read that one too, because that guy impressed the heck out of me. That's a guy I would have loved to just sat down and shared a dinner with and just talk about his, what he had seen, what he had influenced, because he was just like Walt's right hand man. You know, I just want to sit there and just listen to stories, not talk. I just want to like, let's listen, just talk. Yep.
Yeah. I suspect listening would be a lot more interesting. He may have broken his arm reaching around and patting himself on the back.
Oh, interesting.
Book.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a lot that he did. He's done a lot.
No, it was an interesting book, but you know, some people write first person biographies, and you know, he waited till he retired, and an autobiography, and it was just a little bit much at times.
Interesting. Well, I'll check it out. That'll be something to definitely look into. Right. Well, hey, thanks for calling in. And I want to tell you, Diane is in Connecticut, too. And she says she loves Peapod Stop and Shop. She's all into it, too.
Oh, definitely. Instacart is Amazon does Whole Foods. And Whole Foods is a lot cheaper lately.
Huh. I've never done Whole Foods. I'll have to check it out.
Yep. And here's an unsolicited plug. Everybody out there ordering Amazon and everything, make sure you're set up to link to the BR Guest podcast on your Amazon account.
Yeah, I sure appreciate that because, you know, these times are getting a little tough, getting a little nerve-wracking. I'm trying to keep it positive and not let it get into my mental state. But with the travel industry being the way it is, we get paid when people travel. And, of course, I have a lot of guests and I feel terrible. But nobody has traveled here for the last little bit, so zero's coming in. So that Amazon link helps more than you know. So I appreciate that so very much. Thank you. Thank you for saying that.
You're welcome. All right. Take it easy.
All right. You stay safe and healthy, and I'll talk to you on the next show. Enjoy the pea pod. See you later. Bye-bye. All right. Oh, there we go. I hate that sound. Hey, who's joining us next?
Charles from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
What's going on? Go Tigers, right?
Go Tigers. We're still living on that dream, living a high on it.
I guess if there's no college football this fall, God help us if that happens. There'll be a lot of people just dying inside for me too. You guys would just be. Would you guys would just claim that you're back to back national champions?
That's pretty much what we've done. I mean, I think two year national champions is what we're going for now.
That's the only good news for folks down in Louisiana. You would just have Coach O on your shoulders. You would have another parade when it was allowed. You'd be down on Bourbon Street and having a good time.
Exactly. It'll be tough without Joe Burrow again, but we'll see.
That's it. Yeah. I mean, you got to go through those cycles. I still wish we had Chase Daniel. That was 12 years ago. So what can we do?
Yeah.
How's it going? Yeah. What's on your mind?
I had a quick question. Me and the fiance are, you know, somewhat quarantined in the house. The way we get through things is planning future trips. I had a question about food and wine. Mm-hmm. Do you have like a normal or a best time that you prefer going within the 3 month span
for the festival? Okay, so we used to go to when I used to go to Food and Wine every year. There used to be, a race. Now, it wasn't the Wine and Dine Half Marathon. It was called the Tower of Terror 10-miler, and it was always the first weekend of the festival. So that was a good time for us to go because you would get the 10-mile race, and it was at the studios. It was a really cool race. It was like haunted theme. And then you got the first weekend of the festival. That was a great time to be there because the crowds didn't descend on there as badly as it does as the crowds start to get there. The week you want to avoid if you're not running is the weekend of the Wine and Dine Half Marathon because that usually corresponds with Jersey Week, and it's really close to Veterans Day, and it's towards the end of the festival. It is crazy crowded on that weekend of the race for the Wine and Dine. Don't go then unless you're running. If you're running, it's okay because you get the race. Yeah. If you're not, do not go. Your festival's better, I tend to think, because it kind of gets busy as the word gets out and the locals start to go once, you know, it starts like being to October. If you could go in September, that's ideal. Plus, you can go to the Halloween party then. I know it's not too close to Halloween, but I mean, September is way better as far as crowds for the festival than October, November.
Yeah, yeah. And do the same vendors pretty much stay there throughout the whole time, or is it kind of different?
Yeah. No, everybody stays there the entire time. Yeah, you can't just like pull out like a local fair. Everybody, it's exactly the same on day one as day 78 or however, 93. They've made the sucker so long now, it's like you have to work hard to miss the festival. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's a good time. Exactly. You've never been down that time of year?
I did when I was younger, and it was just like an accident, you know. like you said, it's so long now. Sometimes you can accidentally show up during it and not realize it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and I would definitely go down in like September-ish, you know, before Before it gets crazy, because October, the thing is, too, so many schools now get those October breaks for a week, and that's just caused the crowds to be nuts in October. And then, like I say, early November is crazy because of Jersey Week. So September, you're going to love it. It's a good time to go.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Stay healthy, stay safe, and give us a call on one of the future shows. Appreciate you listening.
All right. Thanks. All right,
thank you. Bye-bye. All right, 407-413-9395. Having fun talking Disney. I love this. We always get back to Disney. That's why I love you guys so much. We're having a good time. Hey, maybe somebody can call from over in the UK, maybe somewhere over in Europe. I know that Adele is listening. I believe, did I say her name correctly? Yes, I did. Adele Marie over in Norway's home. She says she's in isolation for another week. They just extended the lockdown until April 13th in Norway. They had to cancel their 25th wedding anniversary to Disneyland Paris in May. We're going to try to start planning our celebration for Walt Disney World, and they're just waiting to see what happens. So hang in there, Adele. It's going to be okay. We're going to make it through this. We're going to all do this together. I promise you, but I do feel bad for you. But thanks for listening today. All right, we have our next caller on the line. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike. It's Alfred up in New York.
Alfred, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, not much. I just got back from a walk.
It's good. Got to get outside, and you can't just look at your. But it was raining here the entire day, and I was down here editing a show last night, and I kept hearing steps upstairs. My wife and daughters were walking laps around the top of our house.
Oh my god!
And our house is not big. It's not big, but hey, we have a little circle you can walk. So, got to get the exercise.
That's good.
Well done.
Yeah. Yep.
So what are we talking about today?
Go ahead. Regarding flights.
Okay.
Because I went on to JetBlue and I was looking, you know, because I already have my hotel for New Year's. Mm-hmm. So I said, let me get the flight now. It's probably going to be dirt cheap. But JetBlue does not go past the end of October.
Yep.
Do you know of any airlines that would go past that?
Do you have Southwest?
I'd have to go to LaGuardia in the city, I think.
I think Southwest might be out that far.
Okay.
I don't want to pop open another window here because things are working. Remember what happened with Matt the other night? We added one thing and everything fell. It was like dominoes. No, but the chat room might give us some feedback, but I'm thinking Southwest pushes out that far. Scott's saying Delta. Scott Gardner, my good buddy, Scott, hashtag Scotty G, is saying Delta right now. Mm-hmm. So you could look at, I don't know what air, because I fly out of the Midwest. Southwest is really the only option we have to Orlando and St. Louis, but we have lots of flights, so I love them. But I'm thinking they might, and they're pretty cheap. I mean, people are getting steals on flights for the summer right now, like
crazy.
$39. $39, you can't even get gas for that.
I heard even less from here to, I think it was Fort Lauderdale, it was like $18 each way right now.
Dude. You can't go. You're not allowed to go there right now, but you could go for
dirt
cheap.
I know. I'm like,
oh. Yeah. Folks are saying Southwest is only out to October as well. They're 6 months out.
Okay.
So I appreciate that.
Oh, 6 months out?
Yep.
Okay. So I probably have to wait.
I
don't want to wait too long because if all this all resolves itself, the prices are going to go right back up.
That's it. And that's the problem. Everybody's sitting at home just like, I'm just going to keep refreshing. You know, it's okay, it's been 2 hours. I've cleaned the closet. I've cleaned the pantry. Now let's go plan another trip, which is good.
Yeah.
That's good. I love that.
Exactly.
No, but I like that you're thinking ahead.
You'll
have a good time. Okay, go ahead. What do you got?
Oh, yeah. Which is your favorite festival at Epcot?
Right now, it's Festival of the Arts. Honestly, I love it.
Yeah.
It's got good food, and there's so much to see.
Yeah, that one I've never done, and I need to go. But the problem is that I'm already home when that starts because I go for New Year's.
Yeah, that's tough. I know that, and you know what? Because they used to be able to go down for the New Year's celebration and still run marathon. They were close enough together.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
right.
There's a big gap, so I haven't been for New Year's for a couple of years. Kind of the same way, you know, you go for New Year's, you can't really stay for the Festival of the Arts. It's like 2.5 weeks later.
Yeah, or go back.
You're probably not going to do that. Yeah, I get it.
No.
So, a little bit of information. It's Richard's letting us know April 23rd, the schedule is going to come out for Southwest through January 4th. So put.
Oh, good. So maybe that's the same as JetBlue then.
Yeah, yeah. So just put that date on your calendar, April 23rd. Set an alarm and alert. There you go. So that way, I want you to get a good deal. I want you to get a good deal. We're gonna get some steals here coming out of this. I'm telling you, we're gonna. It stinks right now to high heaven, but we're gonna get some good deals coming out of this. So keep traveling, everybody.
Yeah, because people are gonna still be afraid.
Even
when everything is resolved.
But I think it'll be the safest time.
Probably going to offer discounts on rooms, free dining, I'm hoping.
you're giving me trauma there with the free dining. That's like a travel agent's worst nightmare because it all happens at the same time. That'll be fine.
Yeah, of course it will be. You know, but I'm hoping, and then they have to give that all to the vacation club members because we don't get anything for that.
Yeah. I know DVC members should be on the top of every loyalty type reward system because you guys are invested.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always said I'm not DVC, but I always said DVC should, you're in at the highest level. You've anteed up to the table at the highest level. Yeah. You should get the highest level of, loyalty reward type program stuff. So
they should even give us stock.
Well, they will right now because it's cheap.
Yeah, I know. I didn't check today, but
yeah, you know what? That's becoming more and more of an option every day that goes on. So
yeah,
that's it.
I miss because I always watch the different videos online when the YouTubers go to the parks, and I miss it because I feel like I'm there.
I know.
And now it's like there's nothing. I'm like, oh God, I need Disney back.
We're doing our part. And I'll tell you what, Matt and Kevin over at the 3028 are cranking out some quality shows lately. A lot. So got to give them props too. So we're trying. I know what you're saying, though. There's nothing like being in there live, like with Resort TV One and all those things. I get it. But you know what? All the sweeter next time we get to see all that stuff.
Exactly. I just can't wait now.
That's it.
I might even book another trip to go maybe over the summer.
God, I love you, Alfred. Yes.
Yeah. You know what? If I do, I don't have any points.
That's
so
a travel
agent.
I need
you to book the trip for
Amen. Where's the bell?
But how do I reach you?
Just mike.rallman at themagicforless.com or mike@brguestpodcast.com. Either way.
Okay.
That's how you do it. And you know what? We love folks that are DVC. We love folks that are out of DVC points even more.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, and this is the last thing, and I'll let you get some other callers. But I talked to, the DVC. I called, and I said, okay, what do? I have no points left. I said, do you have anything available? And resale or anything, and they're going through it. I wasn't impressed, so I said, okay. I said, when's Reflection being sold? They said, we don't know. I said, hurry it up, I'll buy it.
Yeah, they're gonna be rethinking things. It's amazing how, it's funny how if you look at how society has changed so quickly in the last 2 to 3 weeks, things that we were always told this can't be done. This is too hard. These systems can't handle that. Like a lot like Comcast always had bandwidth caps and all of a sudden, we don't need those anymore. Right. What really? Well, why do we have those for the last 5 years, 10 years and things like that? So I think even companies like Disney are going to have to get creative and make things happen quickly, more quickly and in different ways. Yeah. So let's hope. But Alfred, it's always good talking to you, buddy. You stay safe and healthy up in New York, and I'll talk to you soon in these upcoming shows.
You too. Give
us a call again. All right, take care, buddy.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, there's Alfred in New York. Love that stuff. I love DVC, but as a travel agent, I love our friends at DVC who can't budget and overspend their points, so you need to call me. That's so funny. That's Scott's problem. He's a proud DVC member, and I love that he is, but he runs out of points too because he travels a lot, and we love that. All right, 407-413-9395. Give us a call. I want to talk to somebody over in Europe. That's why we're doing this afternoon show here in the States, so that no one had to stay up late today. We're making it work. Apparently, it's cold. Michael's saying over in the UK, they need jeans and sweatshirts today. And let's see here. So we got a lot of folks who are teachers in the live chat as we are carrying on here talking about what they're hearing for their districts. And it seems like most folks, there's Carrie up in Canada, up in Saskatchewan, says they are officially out till September. Eric is also hearing that they're probably going to be out until next year, but they're taking it week by week, at least at this point. Teresa in the live chat's looking for New Year's Eve ideas, thinking the Magic Kingdom on the 30th, Epcot on the 31st. They're celebrating a milestone anniversary and birthdays, ideas for special meals and events on New Year's Day. All right, we have our next caller on the line, so keep that handy. We're going to talk New Year's here in just a second, but hey, who's joining us right now?
Hey, Mike, it's Rogers McAfee down in BB, Arkansas. How are you, man?
Hey, Rogers, we're down, we're just right above you here in St. Louis. How are things down in Arkansas? We're hanging in here.
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I'm actually self-quarantining. I'm out for a walk.
I thought I heard birds. I thought that was just me. I heard birds. I was like, that's nice.
practicing safe social distancing. So, yeah, I don't know if you remember. I'm actually, my wife and I are who you watched that final performance of Illuminations with.
Yes, absolutely.
Back at the end of September, October. And I told you I kind of had a crazy day the day before that where I went to all four parks, Disney Springs, and a couple of the resorts. So I was just calling in to see about giving you a quick trip report, even if it's just for that one day, because it was kind of a one-time thing since I was there by myself.
Lay it on us, man. This seems like it was 10 years ago at this point.
It does. It feels like a really long time ago. But so I actually had the opportunity to go down and work a conference that weekend that the Skyliner was opening and then Illuminations was going away. And originally my wife and I had planned to go on that trip, but we had a group of 15 going down literally 3 weeks after that. So we were like, let's just save the money. It'll be okay, right? We're going down with 15 people 3 weeks later. It's not going to be that far. We've seen Illuminations 100 times, right? But then I had the opportunity to work this conference in Orlando, and I'm like, yeah, sign me up. I'm your guy, right? So I went down and, of course, worked the conference, and my wife had to come in a few days later. And so that day that the Skyliner opened and the final showing of Illuminations, or the day before the final showing of Illuminations, I was by myself, and the conference had wrapped up at like 11 o'clock in the morning or something. So I had planned to go to Magic Kingdom and just kind of take it easy. And then I wanted to ride the Skyliner because it was so new. And I got to Magic Kingdom, and I was riding a few rides. I was like, what the heck? Let's do a 4 parts in 1 day challenge. But I'd been craving that brisket over at Polite Pig at Disney Springs. I don't know if you've had the brisket.
Stop. I'm starting. My lunch is worn off, and you know, we're doing a little Texas Roadhouse takeout for dinner probably tonight. But man, that Polite Pig. Stop. That's so good. But continue. I have an emergency Rice Krispie treat here in the studio just in case I need it. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I was like, what the heck? You know, I don't got anything to lose. It's not going to take me that long to get to Disney Springs, and I'm by myself, so I'll be able to hit all four parks, no problem. It was like probably 12:30, so went and hopped on a bus, went over to Disney Springs. I was like, oh, cool, I'm going to get all four parks and Disney Springs in. And then as I'm sitting there eating lunch, actually, I was stalking you on Instagram because I was like, I'm finding Mike Rahman on this trip. I don't know if you remember when I met you on the bridge, I was like, you've got to be kidding me right now. I'm meeting Mike. But I ate my lunch, and then I was looking for some fast passes, happened to find a Tower of Terror fast pass over at Hollywood Studios. And I was like, I'm going to ride the Skyliner. So I grabbed a bus from there to Caribbean Beach, got off at one of the bus stops, and walked over to the main hub there for the Skyliner, took the Skyliner over to Hollywood Studios, had one line of the Skyliner down, knocked out my Tower of Terror, and actually did the single rider on Rock and Roller Coaster. So I got two rides done there. And then from there, I found a fast pass for Expedition Everest. At this time, it's like, I don't know, maybe 4 o'clock, 4:15 in the afternoon. And so I literally went to Animal Kingdom, walked in, rode Expedition Everest, and walked out. Like, that was all I did in Animal Kingdom. But I wanted to ride the other line of the Skyliner, so I got in the line for the Pop Century bus stop, right?
Yeah.
Well, as I'm sitting there, I started talking to some people, and this just shows how Disney brings us all together. And I started talking to a couple from the UK. It was a younger couple. They were there by themselves, first trip. They were there for a fortnight, you know, so we were just kind of talking and hanging out. We ended up talking while we waited on the bus. We talked on the bus all the way back to Pop Century. And then we kind of went our separate ways. I headed over to Petal's Pool Bar and got a drink and hung out for a little bit, and then got on the Skyliner to go over to Epcot that night. And literally at the change station, I'm standing in line to get on the Epcot line for the Skyliner, FaceTiming my wife and daughter who weren't there yet. And I picked my head up, and it's the couple that I had been talking to, you know, on the bus ride to Pop Century. They were going to Epcot. So we ended up hanging out the entire night. It was really cool. Got to introduce them to some American cuisine there at Epcot, which they really enjoyed, and kind of showed them the ropes of the festival and everything, and took them up to the secret illumination viewing point over in Japan. And we watched illuminations there and had a good time with them. Actually still keep up with them on Facebook, and we hung out with them later on in the week, my wife and I did. But it was just a really cool day to be able to do all four parks, Disney Springs, and then I'd hit Caribbean Beach, Pop Century, and actually I'd walked over to Art of Animation when I was having that drink at Pop Century. So I'd actually seen four different resorts in one day, Disney Springs, and all four parks. And I chalked it up. I was like, I did every form of transportation that Disney had to offer that day. But again, I was by myself. There's no way I could have done that with a group, you know?
Yeah, it's true. When you're solo, that's an opportunity to try crazy stuff like this. Did you happen to have on like an Apple Watch or a Fitbit or anything that tracked your steps or your mileage that day?
I didn't. I don't have an Apple Watch, but I can tell you when I lay down at the end of the night, I didn't need an Apple Watch to tell me how much I traveled. I covered some ground that day.
I'm going to estimate you at about 18 miles. I don't know. Yeah. That's a lot. That's crazy.
The nice thing was at that point I was still on the company dime, right? I was down for my conference, so they actually had me put up at the Ritz-Carlton across town. So I had a comfortable bed to sleep in that night. I wasn't too concerned about the extra miles on the legs that day.
You know what though? You could have slept on a bed of nails that night. It wouldn't have mattered at that point.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. But hey, I'll let you get to some other callers. It was just it was kind of a once in a lifetime thing for me, and I know we had talked about it when we met up to watch Illumination, so I figured since you were live and looking for callers, I'd give you a shout.
Hey, thank you so much for doing that. Eli's got the best comment listening to your story here. He says, dang, that's a full day. That's exactly it. That's it.
It was definitely a full day. The problem was then my wife showed up, right? And it was like she wanted to have the full Disney experience, and she only had 2 days. I'm like, oh man, maybe I should have taken it a little bit easier on that solo day. You know what I mean?
But be careful.
It was a good time. Thanks for keeping us entertained, Mike. I really appreciate you putting on these shows amidst this whole outbreak.
Hey,
we're going to help all of us stay connected to Disney, man.
We're going
to
make it through this together. That's the only thing we can do. So I sure appreciate you sharing that. That was a great memory. You have me so hungry right now for either cookies or brisket or something. I don't know what. But you guys stay safe down in Arkansas. Give us a call as this goes on.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Take care, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. All right.
Oh, man. Killing us with the polite pig talk. So, yes, go get a Gideon's cookie, get some brisket. Oh, let's talk about that. If you were in Disney Springs, right, is this dangerous? If you were in Disney Springs right now, what would you be grabbing to eat? Because you know what? There's one thing I really want at Disney Springs, and I still haven't had it. There's actually a couple places, snacky places, not restaurants. See if you can guess. I haven't had them yet. One of them's kind of got a Canadian slant. But I'm always full because I go there and I eat a full meal, and then I'm not hungry for a snack, and I really want to try this stuff. So what do you think it is? So give us a call, 407-413-9395. We've had some great callers today. We have about 15 minutes left in the show. And you can give us a call. Talk about, you can do a mini trip report just like Rogers just did. You can also just, if you have questions, comments, Scott is saying he needs some polite pig as well in the live chat. I agree. I could go for some for dinner tonight. Everybody's trying to guess what my snack is. Now, the cookie dough is up there, yes, but I'm talking savory. Savory things I haven't tried yet at Disney Springs. So Anna says cookie dough. That is something I would definitely go for. Haven't done that yet, but that's not it. Homecoming? Nope. Been there a bunch of times. That'd be a dinner. I do like the chicken and donuts at homecoming. Craig says homecoming. Nope. Let's see here. BB says she's loving the Disney food chatting. The only thing is we're all going to be starving. I'm seriously. Ah, Gina wins. Gina wins. It's the poutine. So does Len. I want to try the poutine. It's got that Canadian slant. Looks so good. Oh, God, I could use it. Laurie says a sprinkles cupcake. I could totally go for that right now. Yes, Tree says the daily poutine. There's something about it. It looks obnoxious. It looks so good, and I haven't had it yet. The other one is, and nobody has said it yet, the, what's it called? It's got the crazy name. It's the sausage place. What is it? BB Wolf's. I want to try that too. I don't. And everybody's giving the sweet stuff. I do need to try that. I've done Ghirardelli's. Yep. Oh God. If I was there right now, homecoming's where I'd be. You're right. Anthony says, do not go to Paradiso 57. Okay. Somebody call me 407-413-9395. Phone number's at the bottom of the screen. If you've been to Paradiso, give me why. This place looks fun. The menu looks like something my girls could actually find something they would enjoy. I think there's a ton of stuff on the menu I would like. It looks kind of like a sports bar, open air kind of environment. What's not to love? What's not to love? Anthony, you're breaking my heart. I've been wanting to try this place forever. I know there's better places, but I want to give it a try. Michael saying Blaze Pizza. We have a Blaze 10 minutes down the road and have only been there once since it opened. It's sad. We always just skip it, but we need to get back there. It's good. It's good. I like it. Oh, Tanya saying Morimoto's. I was there for when Disney Springs back in 27 had their kind of rebranding, the grand opening. I was down there for a media event and we got to eat anything we wanted at Morimoto's. Oh, it was so good. Oh, Craig's asking, what is poutine? Now, again, I'm not from Canada. I'm from the middle of the United States. I believe poutine is basically like a steak French fry with all kinds of like gravy and different toppings on top. It all looks good. I mean, just think about what I just said. Steak cut French fries with gravy and different kinds of cheeses and stuff on top. Oh, and if I'm wrong, let me know in the chat. If you're Canadian, we got a lot of Canadians here in the live chat. Let me know. Call in 407-413-9395. I need somebody to call in so we can talk Disney. So the phone lines, they were stacked up a few minutes ago. Right now, they're whopping. Give us a call. And yes, Gina, I've seen this on Twitter as well. She says COVID-19, the 19 stands for the amount of pounds we're all going to gain in this quarantine. And you are not wrong. You're probably exactly right. Len says fried equals fries. That is right. And Anthony says, okay, the poutine's all right. Eli says it's fries with gravy and cheese curds. I wonder if they have poutine at Culver's. Do you guys have Culver's? We have that here in St. Louis. It just started coming into town. I know they have kind of Wisconsin burgers and stuff. And now everybody calls at the same time. So let's get the first call. We're going to get everybody in here. Hey, who's joining us? Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Mike. It's Diane from Massachusetts. How are you?
Doing great, Diane. How you doing? How's the state handling the, I guess COVID-19 is kind of technically the second worst tragedy at this point, the Tom Brady thing.
Yeah, it's been a week since I bet. Tom left us. We're still coping from that.
How could he do that during these times? At least keep your free agency open. Give some hope.
I know. I mean, it was pretty devastating. The memes going around with my family chats and, you know, on Facebook. They kind of lightened up the situation, but it was pretty heartbreaking.
Yeah, and good on the Patriots. I heard they put up some billboards and took out some ads and thanked him. That makes me feel good. You know, at least it seems like there's at least not all bad blood. So that's the best.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. I mean, he's responsible for giving us some great football, 6 rings. I mean, 20 years with us. The Kraft family was pretty vocal about how much they appreciate him and what he's done for our team and our community. So yeah, no bad blood. I mean, I do wish him well. not sure I will be, you know, rooting for him to succeed on and on Tampa Bay. Still going to root for my Patriots, but you know, he seems like a great guy. So
that's it. I mean, if you go down during football season, you go to Walt Disney World, you could just jog on over to Tampa Bay. You know, I'm not kidding. I bet you there'll be a lot of New Englanders that head over during the Disney vacation if they're down there during football season.
Oh, absolutely. I've actually looked into that myself. We've gone down to see the Patriots play in Miami several years ago, and I would love to do that in Tampa Bay and just kind of go check things out.
They're sly like a fox in Tampa. They're sly like a fox.
Really?
So what's going on? What do you want to talk about today?
So I just wanted to call in and touch base. I had called you...
I love hearing the kids. Who's
my 5-year old?
Who's that listening? I gotta say hi.
That's Julian. Julian, you want to say hi?
Yeah.
Hey, Julian, are you named after Edelman?
No, technically no, but he was born right around the time that Edelman was doing great things. So a lot of people do ask that.
I was just wondering. I was trying to do the math. All right, Julian, hang in there. We're all gonna make it. Have fun today.
So I just wanted to call and touch base. I had spoken to you about 3 weeks ago, and I just, you know, was here listening to the podcast, reflecting on how much can change in 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. I had called on one of your Sunday night shows because my family and I had just returned from Disneyland Paris, and all was well. You know, we had one case in Massachusetts. Nothing was as crazy as what it is right now. I'm hoping that things start to turn the corner and start looking more positive. But I was just curious. I wanted to pose the question and ask you what you thought about when Disney reopens, if you think that they're kind of going to go in a backwards pattern of what we've seen happening, you know, just before they got ready to close, like with the extra precautions and closing down some of the shows that people were in close proximity. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Good question. So hang on with me because I want to hear your thoughts too. But what I'm thinking is, and again, I have no knowledge of this because, you know, some people think that, you know, as travel agents, we know stuff that other folks don't. At this point, we don't really know a whole lot. You know, we're kind of waiting to see. I think we're going to get some big news here in the next 48 hours because they have to let us know what's going on with April. I mean, it's around the corner now at this point. So this could even happen today. I would think that, you know, of course, they really ramped up the hand washing stations and things like that right before the closures. You're going to see those everywhere. I think you're right about shows where people are sitting on top of each other like a Fantasmic stadium, you know, probably 4,000 or 5,000 people in there. That'll look different. As far as reopening, I don't think what they're going to do is just kind of open the doors at 100% capacity. I think that they're going to kind of do a phased opening and see how things go. I don't know how that's going to look, though, because if you think about your Disney vacation, you're constantly bombarded with crowds. You're around people a lot. Maybe they do something where there's a max, you know, say the Magic Kingdom on a typical day holds 50,000 people. Maybe they top it out at 10,000 just to kind of start and see how things go. Maybe they bump it up if things are going okay to 20,000 the next week, you know, and kind of work it into that way. But how that's going to look with hotels and reservations, they have a big job. But I have a feeling it is going to be kind of a tiered kind of system. At least I don't think they can kind of just release the beast and let everybody in at the same time, like on day one. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking the same thing. I think that some of the things that they implemented just before they closed, I think, are great. I think extra hand washing stations. I think in general, I think we're going to have a little transition period when this is all over with feeling comfortable with shaking hands and touching things. I think we're all... I think we're kind of all traumatized in a way with how everything has changed for us socially that I think some of those things will remain. And I think you're right. I think there's going to be reduced capacity at the parks and maybe the shows as well.
But how do they do that? You know, that's the thing is like, I mean, do the folks who have reservations at the Grand Floridian get priority over folks at All-Star Sports? I don't think that's right. I mean, just I also see that they're paying a lot more than... They have a tough call to make. You know, we're just going to have to abide by that. You know, and people that had reservations at the beginning of March, are they ahead of folks that are getting canceled possibly at the end of March or early April if it happens? I don't know. I don't think everybody's going to find the system fair, but I think Disney's going to do what's going to try to keep the most amount of guests safe and happy. So that's what I hope.
Yeah, Absolutely. Yep. I have family that was supposed to be there. They were supposed to arrive on March 17th last week, and they've postponed their trip for the first week of June. So I'm kind of, you know, holding my breath on that for them. I'm really excited for them. It's my my godchildren's first trip to the to the world, and they were so psyched for that with the countdown and everything. So it was just heartbreaking that they had to cancel their trip. So I hope that they don't have to live through that pain twice.
Absolutely.
But it is what it is, you know?
It is. And, you know, Disney, the one thing I can say is that in all this, Disney has done right by the guest and, you know, us. Is they've made it as easy on us to do our jobs as travel agents. They've really worked, and they're doing the best they can with the cast members, as far as I can tell. I know that, like, today I called Disney Cruise Line to make a modification for a guest, and, you know, during hurricane season, sometimes if they have extreme circumstances, they'll do what's called a pre-roll on our travel agent line to kind of give us, you know, they'll tell us, okay, if you have somebody affected right now, stay on the line. If you can wait a week, please do that, because we need to take care of the folks. The most urgent calls right now. So when I called today, they had this funny pre-roll. It said, due to an abundance of caution, and because we want to take care of our cast members, we're getting all of our cast members out of the call centers. We're having them all work remotely from home. So please be patient with the cast members. And also, it said, if you hear a dog barking or a kid playing in the background, please understand these are extreme circumstances. And I kind of laughed at that, because at this point, if you're a travel agent that has an issue with a dog barking or a kid playing in the background, what kind of person are you? You know, like, we're just trying to make it through this. Like, if that dog barking in the background is the cast members trying to help you work with your guest, if that bothers you, shame on you. You know, so I am glad that Disney's trying to do right by everybody. So let's hope this goes away. Let's hope we're talking about trip reports and not this kind of stuff here in the near future.
Absolutely. I agree.
All right. Well, you stay safe, and you guys will make it through the tragedy of Tom Brady heading south, and we'll all be happy and healthy come the fall.
Sounds good. Thanks for taking my call.
Take care of that family.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right. We'll hang in here for a few more minutes. We appreciate this. You know, we're talking about what we can, and this is what we can talk about. So 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. I know somebody was trying to get in here as we were talking there, so if you want to be the last caller of the day, It's your call. So I'll hang in here, 407-413-9395. I agree. BB says, you know, it's going to be rough. We've been through situations like this. It's not going to be easy. Maybe we're going through the hardest part right now. I sure hope so. All right, next caller. Hey, who's joining us?
Hi, this is Anna. I'm in Bellingham, Washington, Washington State.
Oh, you're on the West Coast. So we're doing this. This is like a lunchtime show for you.
Yeah, I'm not Canadian, but I'm about half an hour from the border, so...
Okay.
Close enough. Right?
We'll count you. We'll count you. We'll go with that.
All right.
How are things going?
Great. I was hoping you had time for a mini trip report.
Go for it. Absolutely.
So my husband and I went in November for our fifth anniversary. Obviously, we live closer to Disneyland, so that's where we had been before we went to Disneyland for our honeymoon. So we thought it'd be really special to go to the world for our anniversary. So... your podcast was so helpful in all my planning, and I was up at 4 a.m. booking my fast passes and dining reservations, and we had the most magical trip. I cannot thank you enough. So a couple highlights. We stayed at Pop Century. The Skyliner was incredible. Actually, days that we had to take the bus, we were a little bit bummed.
Isn't it crazy? I know, your whole perspective changed.
Yeah, we got so spoiled.
I'm on a bus, and I don't mind the buses. Yeah. But now that I got the Skyliner, I kind of don't like the buses.
Yeah, exactly. I have no idea what it was like before. We were pretty spoiled not experiencing before the Skyliner. So our first day, I had booked fast passes at Animal Kingdom in the morning, and I hadn't been able to get Flight of Passage. I also wasn't able to get the safari, so I had booked like Everest and Adventures Outpost, and I don't remember what the third one was. So we rope dropped and we went straight to Flight of Passage, and we loved it. We waited about an hour, and so by the time we were done with that ride, we went to use the Adventures Outpost fast pass to meet Mickey and Minnie. And my husband like, we're both in our 30s. We don't have kids. He's like, why did you book us a fast pass to meet Mickey and Minnie Mouse?
You
this
got
is ridiculous.
Whoa. You got at least say right. hi. To, you got to say know. Hi. To, you got to say hi to the boss at least once every trip. I mean, it's just kind of a given.
Exactly. And he agrees. He's a really good sport, but he was just really confused why we had a fast pass for it because they don't yeah. have that at Disneyland.
Yeah, true.
So we go to use that first fast pass, and you know, I had an idea of how it worked, but it was our first time scanning our Magic Bands to use a fast pass. And so I said to the cast member, oh, is this where we scan in? It's our first day. And he gets super excited and he says, oh, it's your first day. Well, I'm going to do something special for you. And he pulls out his little iPad or whatever. And he says, I can give you a fast pass for any ride in the resort.
Oh, resort wide. He's giving you the big one. Okay.
Well, I think that's what he said. But when we were in Animal Kingdom, so we were focused on Animal yeah. Kingdom at that moment. And I looked at my husband, you know, I didn't want to be greedy and I wanted to involve him. And he, of course, like I did most of the planning, so he didn't really know what to say. And I was like, well, maybe we could do another Everest. And the cast member looks at me and he's like, no, you don't understand any ride. So I said, you mean Flight of Passage? He goes, yeah. And then he starts trying to be kind of discreet about it. And he's talking real quietly and he scans our bands and does some magic and boom, we have a fast pass for Flight of Passage.
Oh, yes.
So then it was incredible. Like just, I needed that magic because we'd had a pretty rough travel day the day before coming from Seattle. We live about an hour and a half north of Seattle and we had a horrible time trying to get to the airport and traffic. And I was stressed out and then mad at myself for being stressed out. And to have our first morning in the parks, just boom, magic right away. It gets even better because we went into the Mickey and Minnie meet and greet. And I have this memory of my first trip to Disneyland when I was 7. I had seen all these commercials of a little kid running up to Mickey Mouse, right?
Yeah, of course.
And Mickey Mouse, you know, bends down and hugs the kid, right? So when I went to Disneyland when I was 7, I tried to hug Mickey Mouse and he either like didn't see that I was trying to hug him or I don't know what, but it was super awkward. He did not hug me back. I like to this day have this memory of Mickey Mouse didn't hug me back, right? So we're in line, just a few people ahead of us in line once we went in there. And I noticed that there, Mickey and Minnie are hugging everybody in front of us in line as soon as they walk up. And I said to my husband, I'm going to get my Mickey Mouse hug, right?
Do you take the chance because you don't want to have this happen twice and you're just now recovering
right,
from the initial scar? Yeah, exactly.
Right. I know, like 25 years later. So, they initiated the hug, so it's even better. I didn't even have to worry about it. And so we do our little photo shoot, and near the end, I told Mickey Mouse my story. I said, you know, the first time I met you, I tried to give you a hug. And, you know, it was just awkward because
I'm sure
you know,
Mickey probably denied it, right? Like, I don't think that happened. No.
Let me tell you, I could not get away from him. Then he grabs me and he's holding on to me and Minnie Mouse comes up behind me. So I can post this picture when we're done with the call. I just have this incredible photo. I'm crying. Mickey and Minnie are hugging me. The photographer's wiping a tear away. It was just magic. And then we went and rode Flight of Passage again. And so it was just the best way to start the trip. And of course the entire time we were there was wonderful. Another highlight, on our actual anniversary, that was, I think, 3 or 4 days in. And we were starting to get a little tired, wanting to take things easy. And I said, why don't we try to get a breakfast reservation at one of the deluxe resorts? And I was able to get a last minute reservation at the Grand Floridian Cafe.
Oh, lovely.
And
place.
So it was amazing. I love Eggs Benedict. So yes. That Eggs Benedict flight. Oh, yeah.
I've had it more than once, and I'm an Eggs Benedict fiend.
I'd have it every trip if I were you.
I'm going to quit doing these shows because between the polite pig talk and now the Eggs Benedict at the Grand Floridian Cafe, I'm dead. I'm dead right now.
Yeah. It was super fun to take. We took an Uber from Pop over to Grand Floridian, and what was really fun about that is we pull up and the doorman says, oh, welcome home, like as if we were staying there, and we really got that deluxe experience. So, I don't want to take up too much of your time. So one final highlight was our last day. That was when I finally had my
fast passes at Animal Kingdom, the Safari and Flight of Passage, and I don't know, probably Everest was the other one. So we knew we needed to start the day at Animal Kingdom to use those fast passes, and we knew we were going to end the trip, end that final day at Magic Kingdom, because I'd booked the dessert party with the garden view. And we also were planning to go to Hollywood Studios in the middle, because there were a few rides there we wanted to do one last time. So we go to Animal Kingdom first thing in the morning. We use the Flight of Passage fast pass. And when we're getting off that ride, my husband looks at me and he says, you know, it would be really nice to do Soarin' one more time also. And so I said, well, we're already going to three parks. We may as well, you know, add in the four.
Yeah, why not? I mean, Walt Disney World. Yeah. I mean, you're all the way on the other side of the country. Go big. Go big and then you go home. Yeah, exactly.
Right. We're 7 days into the trip now. We're pros at getting around. We can do this. Let's look up. And so we came up with the rules for ourselves that we would do at least one ride, one like food or drink, and one character greeting at each park. And so it was super fun. We worked together to accomplish that. The only park that we actually did just one of each of those things was Epcot. We made that pretty quick. But I think we went from Animal Kingdom to Epcot because we were able to get the Soarin' Fast Pass. We went and met Mary Poppins. We got a baguette in France. And when we were in line for Soarin', I hit refresh on the app at just the right time. Boom, two Fast Passes for Slinky Dog. Oh. So right after Epcot, we hop on the Skyliner. We go to Hollywood Studios. And we were at Hollywood Studios for quite a while, actually, because we got the Slinky Dog Fast Pass. We rode several other rides. And our character greeting there, I think we had gotten our snack. We'd done everything. The last thing we had to do before we left the studios was the character greeting. So we got in line for Buzz Lightyear, and the line moved much slower than we'd expected. And at this point, it's starting to get dark.
Okay, wait, hang on.
I know
Buzz is my boy. He's my favorite Disney character. Yes. So now this has been a great call, but okay, I got to see how this goes. I know he's slow because he loves everybody and takes that. No, I don't know.
Mike, I had no idea he was so worth the wait.
Okay, good.
So
the
entire wait, I'm getting panicked because, like, we have to get over to Magic Kingdom. And I couldn't figure out, there were extra magic hours at Magic Kingdom that night. So I knew we could get a ride in after the fireworks. But I couldn't tell for sure if I saw a character greeting after the fireworks. So I said, you know, we need to get to Magic Kingdom at least in time to see a character before the fireworks party. So I'm just getting a little bit stressed in line for Buzz Lightyear. There's some Make-A-Wish kids that went in front of us, and it was so beautiful to watch. Man. But I'm thinking, how are we going to get there in time, you know? But it all worked out. We met Buzz, and he points at our little anniversary buttons. And he has my husband cover his eyes. He turns him around, so my husband's back is to me. We're back to back. And then Buzz Lightyear takes my hand and, like, kisses it. And so we have this hilarious picture. I'm laughing at the camera. Buzz Lightyear's hitting on me. My husband's got his back turned with his hands over his eyes. Worth every moment we waited in line. It was so fun.
That Buzz apparently is a player. You got to watch him.
Yeah, he really is. Yeah, you got to watch out for him. I have to tell you, we, of course, love Disneyland. You have to go there, Mike. I can't believe you've not been there. But I will say,
after all this, I'm buying tickets. This sold me.
You
like,
better.
I got to do it now.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll get a good deal. So, but I will say that the character interactions we had in Florida were, like, we'd never had such amazing character interactions.
That's interesting, though, because I always hear the characters are better. I've always heard the characters are better at Disneyland. So I'm glad to hear that at least they're stacking up at World, too. Cool.
Yeah, I didn't think that at all. So, yeah, I was able to, my husband wanted to go back to Pop to get his jacket before we went to Magic Kingdom. Like, are you kidding me? We don't have time. But I was able to snag a fast pass to meet Mickey Mouse. So we ran in and met him on the way to the fireworks party. The fireworks party, I'm pretty frugal. So I didn't know if it would be worth the cost, but it totally was. It was so fun. The desserts were amazing, but I have to tell you, the best part was getting escorted to our own little viewing area, not having to fight the crowds. I'm very non-confrontational, and I've almost gotten in fights with people at Disneyland when they're, you know, being all possessive of their space, trying to put the fireworks. Yeah. So to not have to deal with that on our last night, it was incredible.
Yeah, because BB's actually, she's in the live chat, and she was asking, you know, asking folks that are in our live chat, everybody's talking together here about, you know, are the dessert parties worth it? And I say yes. You need to do them at least once. It's not something you have to do every trip because they do get expensive. But I think that, you know, when you're at a Disney destination, it's fun to feel like a VIP, you know, because, I mean, you're not going to do that for the entirety of your trip. Nobody can afford that. But, I mean, if you can pick out one night, especially like the last night of your trip, you have that to look forward to the entire time. The desserts are amazing. You got to control yourself. I'm not good at that because, you know, it's like, dude, they're so good. And you can have as many as you want. It's like, it's a recipe for disaster. But having that space and that guaranteed spot, and like you said, getting walked out there, it's fun to feel like a VIP for just one night. It's worth it at least once.
It totally was. And it was the most amazing fireworks show I've ever seen. It was just amazing.
How many times have you listened to the soundtrack?
You know, I haven't gone back and listened to the soundtrack. Can I find it on Spotify or something?
I know it's on Apple Music. You're talking Happily Ever After, right?
Yeah.
It's on Apple Music, and I would bet it's on Spotify. But yeah, that last like happily ever, and then when they come in like real strong after, I love. And I was a huge Wishes fan before Happily Ever After. I was kind of bitter. I was a bitter Betty there for a little bit, but it's won me over. I love that show. Oh, so good.
I will definitely go and listen.
Hey, well, thank you so much for calling. I know Washington's been one of the states that's been hit the hardest with all this. So please, I'm not kidding. Stay safe out there. We don't want anything to happen to our friends. So just be careful and take it easy. Okay. Well, thanks for calling in.
I appreciate you.
You lit up the chat room. Everybody loved hearing these stories. I think everybody needed this.
I'll have to go read it.
Yes.
Shout out to the lizards too.
Yes. Get out there. Are you still able to run? Yep.
Well, yes, I went for a run earlier this morning. I just done a 15K like March 1st, right before they shut down Seattle. I never thought I could run, but I was listening to your podcast, planning this trip. I found the Jeff Galloway method. It's been incredible. It's been life-changing for me. I've lost like 60 pounds in the last year, and I feel so good and more energy for Disney trips. So thanks for the lizards, all their support. Gosh.
Your story's just awesome. Like mine. I ended up losing like 75 pounds because I found like everybody running on listening to the podcast, everybody was running, and it's kind of the same
That's
thing
awesome.
For me. Galloway got me there too. So yeah, congratulations on that. That's amazing.
Thanks. Hope to see you at a race sometime.
Absolutely. See you in the corrals or see you at the start line or the finish line or having a meal after. It's snacking after. That's why we all run.
You bet.
All right. Stay safe. Thanks, I'm not kidding. Talk to you soon. All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
All right, let's get one more call in here. This will be the last call, but they've been patient. So, hey, who's joining us now? Last call of the day.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Hey, it's Tyler from Georgia.
Hey, Tyler, how's it going?
Good. So I was your first call a couple days ago, and I'm your last call today.
That's right. I'll call you the Bulldog Bookend or something like that.
Right. Hey, that works.
Okay.
I wanted to call and redeem myself. I listened to the one where I called in last, and man, I sounded awful. So I had to give myself a second chance. I was a little panicked because I didn't have a whole lot of time heading home, but now I got a little more time, so I can kind of relax. It's not my first time anymore, so I'm a seasoned veteran at calling into your show.
That's it. You're one of our regulars now.
That's it, right? Well, you know, when I first started listening to the show, I was like, man, this guy's great. I feel like we could be really good friends, but I never had the opportunity to talk to you or interact with you or anything. So, but then you said you weren't really a big movie fan, and I was like, I had to take a step back.
Well, here's the deal. Let me defend myself. It's not that I have anything against movies. It's just that if I'm not doing my Disney stuff, which is, you know, the podcast, my travel agent stuff and all that, which takes most of my life. If I'm not doing that, I'm constantly watching sports or reality TV. I'm a big Big Brother fan in the summer. I'm a huge Survivor fan, but it's always sports. And it's the only thing. I mean, well, now that there's no sports, I mean, maybe I'll like movies. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, for sports, I gotta thank your favorite teams for two things. Okay.
Okay.
Because I'm in Georgia.
All right.
I'm a huge Bulldogs fan, so I gotta thank Mizzou for always giving us a win every year.
Whatever. We've beaten you before.
No, you're right. You're right. You're right. There were some rough years where, hey, they're always tough. And I love their colors, and I've always liked playing them. Not just because we usually win, but I like the team. And my high school was Tigers, so I got a soft spot for Tigers.
And you know what? I think, honestly, real quick though, Athens, I think, is my next stop, because I've gone to Knoxville, I've gone to Oxford, I've gone to Tuscaloosa, so I'm trying to hit all the SEC schools. So I think Athens is next. It looks amazing, especially.
The hedges are great, absolutely. And the walk into the stadium through downtown. And if you like beer, there's some really nice breweries there too.
My wife will like that. Yes.
Yeah, but the other thing was, I have to thank you. This one is better for you than it is for me, for giving the Braves the worst playoff game in postseason history.
Infield fly
when they scored 12 runs in one inning and broke my heart.
Dude, you know what? Baseball is a game that can take, so is college football. I mean, obviously, but I mean, baseball is a game that can slowly tear your heart away. But right now, I would take a rough season over nothing. It's just the only.
You're right. Yeah.
The good news is though, like here in our, we have a big like AM station that's carried the Cardinals for years and years, and it has a huge signal. So there's a lot of folks in the Southeast listening to Cardinals games because it carries at night down there. But what they're doing is they're replaying the games from, I think it was like August 20th through the end of the season of 2011, where we won the World Series. Because at that point, we were 10 and a half games out of the playoffs, and we end up winning the World Series.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, so they're playing a game every day in real time, just like the season was going on. So at least we have that to turn on the old AM radio.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I thought ESPN Classic was going to get a real big surge this couple weeks because they were going to be playing all the old stuff, but they're playing all the old stuff on regular sports channels because they got nothing else to show.
Absolutely, and have you seen, like, on ESPN2, like, over the weekend, they were doing the Ocho, like, rock skipping and the electricians competition at Coronado Springs. It was crazy.
Yeah. I've seen them do, like, the pizza dough tossing.
Yes,
and
the signs.
All kinds of crazy stuff.
The aero signs competition in Vegas. It was nuts.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so I wanted to talk to you a little bit about movies and why they're so amazing and important and why you should love them so much, because they can really do the same things that music and sports to you. They can touch you in ways that, you know, just talking to somebody or reading a book or anything like that can, it brings like an emotional connection to something. And so I feel like you should really give it a shot now that you have the time.
That's what I'm going to do, because I know that for the movies that, for example, I had never seen Snow White until Disney Plus came out. That was one of the first things I watched on Disney Plus, because obviously I'd listened to Nate and Matt back years ago on Wedway Radio do this deep dive into how Walt made Snow White. But I still hadn't seen the movie. And the thing was, before Disney Plus, it was hard to get those classic movies. Like, they were in the vault. You couldn't go just rent them. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Because I remember we were invited to the media event when Seven Dwarfs Mine Train opened back in, like, 2016 or something. And so that was my first media event for the podcast. I was so excited. So I'm thinking, I got to do my homework. I'm going to read up on this. I listened to that podcast series again with Wedway Radio, and I was going to watch the movie. I couldn't find it anywhere. I couldn't get it to watch it.
Yeah.
But I finally did watch it when Disney Plus came out, and I loved it. And it, you know what? It makes me appreciate not the ride so much at Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, but the details and the setting, and it gives more backstory. I like the ride a lot more now that I've seen the movie, so I totally agree with you.
Yeah. Well, and I know you like Toy Story.
Absolutely.
So I got to give you some, because that's what I think, even the first one, it's still when Woody says to infinity and beyond as they're flying into the truck at the end, I still tear up at that. So I'm a big crier when it comes to movies.
I just saw that like last week. The end of that was brutal. I'm like, this is why I can't watch movies. For example, the only thing I heard about Coco, it tears you up. I don't want to be torn up. Yeah. I know it tears you up in a good way. And I love like the Hispanic culture. I don't want to be torn up. And that's how the Toy Story movies always leave me. I'm like wrecked. So we'll see.
So I like that though. I like feeling something emotionally, because then it makes you think about deeper things and stuff like Inside Out, you know, feeling people who suffer through, you know, emotional illnesses, they've looked at that and I don't know if you've seen Inside Out.
No, have I you? Haven't. Same thing. I heard it was, okay. I heard it was, it leaves you just a puddle of emotions. Yes. But I will watch.
So
it.
You can, yeah, you should. So Inside Out and another one of my favorites is Big Hero 6. So I would highly recommend those.
I did watch Big Hero 6, like back when it first came out on DVD. Yep, that was a good movie. I did like that. Yep.
Yeah. Well, Inside Out, I think you should definitely watch, especially because you have daughters. I think you would really, really appreciate it. It's something that I watch when I'm sad to feel better. So it's that good kind of cry that you want, and it makes you feel really good emotions. It helps you understand yourself more, and I really appreciate that movies can do that. And also the music helps. I'm a big music and score guy, so I focus on that in movies a lot, and parts that you think, why is this guy reacting the way that he is? I'm there crying because the instrumentals are so good that it just moves me, you know?
Because I got to get out of here because I have to get back to work here. But let me ask you one thing. Tonight, yeah, yeah. I think, is Moana. And I've been wanting to watch Moana forever because Disney Cruise Line plays a lot of their music on hold, and I adore the music. I think that music is amazing.
Yeah.
I'm also a huge fan of the Polynesian culture. I used to do stuff with that with my sixth graders. So mm-hmm. where do you fall on Moana? Is that a great movie?
I really like Moana. It wasn't one of my favorites, but the music is very good. I thought the score was good. It's got that epic feel to it at times, but there's also times where you can kind of slow down. And there's two really fun songs in there, which always helps. But I really like the song when she's learning about the past. So focus on that one. I think that one is really good. And then it comes back at the end and it hits you just as hard.
All right. Well, I'll check in with you here in a few days and let you know. So make sure you give us a call later in the week.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Well, you stay safe, yep. And go Dogs. And we have a lot of Jackets fans in the live chat, though, I'm just saying. So tread lightly. A lot of black and gold in here.
Oh, I'm not worried about that.
I wouldn't think you would be. All right, stay safe and healthy, and we'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right, yeah,
thanks.
See you.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, well, that's going to do it for today's show. Guys, this is what I needed. This was so much fun. We got to talk Disney. That's what we did. We did it for over an hour, just checking in with everybody, getting great trip reports, questions, dessert parties, polite pig, poutine, whatever we had. It was a good time. And yes, I am going to watch some movies. So thank you for being here for the BR Guest Podcast check-in here for March 24th, 2020. We're going to all get through this together. We are. We shared at least an hour of good times. So hopefully it made your day a little bit better. If you're listening on the feed, thank you so much for being patient with all this stuff coming up on the feeds. Again, if you don't want to listen to these live shows, well, you probably do if you're this far into it. You can just swipe to the left and delete that one. But please do not unsubscribe to the show. I don't want that to happen. We're still going to have those Monday, Wednesday, Friday shows coming out for you. Don't forget, when it comes time for your next Disney vacation, themagicforless.com. We really would appreciate your support, especially going forward with all these tough times. That would mean the world to me. And again, please use our Amazon affiliate link anytime you shop online, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Check us out on the social media, Instagram and Twitter at brguestmike, at brguestpod, and facebook.com/brguestpodcast. Most importantly, stay safe, stay healthy, keep being happy, keep laughing. We're going to make it through this, and we'll be back again soon. So Wednesday night show, for those watching live, it's going to be around 7:15 Eastern. It's just going to be a trip report. We're not going to be taking calls for that one. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the phone lines will be open just like we did today. That'll be at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, all four nights. So you guys, take it easy. Thanks so much for dropping in today, being a part of the show. I hope y'all are good and staying healthy. So we'll talk to you again very soon. Have a good afternoon, everybody.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.